We are joined by Kristen Hill. Actually, I was out at Phillips 66 Plaza. I was one of the many women in orange shirts getting our picture taken Women Venture, and Mel's got her shirt. And while I was standing there, my good friend Kristen Hill, who is an aviation artist who has been exhibiting her work here at Oshkosh for 35 years, is that right, Kristen?
That is correct.
Excellent.
It's quite a tenure.
Yes, was standing next to me, and we had a lovely conversation. I said, Kristen, you need to come back to the radio station and talk some about the kinds of art that you do. You do custom commission work, your own work, Air Force art. Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I was fortunate enough to grow up in aviation. My father was a FBO in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He was a Piper dealer, and my first flight was at 2 months of age. So for me, it was always a natural place to be in the sky and such a beautiful world. I loved art, studied liberal arts with a fine arts education, and out of college, I started creating the aviation art and worked to bring the fine arts into the aviation art at a time when much of aviation art was still very illustratorly.
And Amy, what I love about you bringing Kristen in here is this is just a wonderful example of the many, many multifaceted opportunities for women to be involved in aviation.
That's exactly right. In fact, we were joking on the square that in aviation, they say it's 6 degrees of separation between you and anybody in the world, but in aviation, it's really two, I think. Because
it doesn't take much to get close.
It doesn't take much to get close. And you see people, just even the conversation we had on the walk back here, we met up with Carol Ann Garrett, who's a world rounder and has gone around the world many times to support her cause, which is ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, which she lost a close family member to. And then, Kristen, you have a story that involves that.
One of the very special people in my life was a lady who, in the 60s, she looked actually very much like Amelia Earhart. She was quite involved with antique cars, and she wanted to learn to fly. She came to my father, and my father taught her how to fly, and she had that sort of independent spirit that encouraged me to do the types of things that I wanted to do and opened my horizons, and I have always appreciated her for that, but she ended up with ALS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Carol Ann has done some phenomenal work and raised a lot of money that has gone into research on that disease. So it's just really amazing. And there were so many powerful, interesting women out there. And every year, it's worth being here, just not for the T-shirt, but for the contact with those other women. And I love the Women Soar, You Soar girls came, and they were part of the picture today, which was really exciting. And the thing is, it's so much more than a picture, because now people are going to come back, and they're going to come to your. Are you in Hangar?
I am in Hangar A.
Hangar A. That's right.
In the northeast corner, nearest the control tower, where my paintings are on exhibit in my exhibit booth.
And what kind of paintings will we see? What kind of?
I do a whole variety of work, and in the 35 years that I've been exhibiting at Oshkosh, that gives me such a range of exposure of subjects. But my own work otherwise, it might be general aviation, it might be historic subjects, it might be World War II, earlier than that, the Golden Age. I'm also part of the Air Force Art Program and have been since 1980. And one of the things that I believe in very strongly is the firsthand experience, to go there and experience the aviation, not to read a book and create a piece of artwork out of that, but to experience it, to know it. When I do a piece of artwork, I might do pieces for myself, but when I'm doing commission work, I'm trying to understand what my client cares about and loves about in flying. I want them to think about that. I want them to communicate that to me, but I have to have enough experience to be able to understand that and take all of the years of knowledge that I keep building on to put that into a painting. It's never just reproducing a photograph. It is everything that has to come together. And I have to love what I do to be able to create and paint what they love. And so that's why there are many people who enjoy the artwork and will ask me to create the painting for them.
Now, this has allowed you to have some very unusual opportunities, particularly with the Air Force stuff.
I have been fortunate with Air Force Art, participating with them since 1980, to have the red tape cut, and I've been in a great variety of aircraft. The first flight was in 1980 in the C-5, but I've been in the A-37, the A-7, the KC-135, the F-4, and the F-4 was a four-ship, which gave me the opportunity to observe the others very well. We refueled the A-7s, and some other flights in there. Most recently was a U-2 high-altitude flight.
Oh, you got to fly in the U-2? See?
From being an artist, all of this in aviation, and you went down the art path.
And it was the 55th anniversary of the U-2, still actively flying, still extremely useful and essential for the Air Force. It is one of their hardest planes to fly in the inventory. I had painted some other paintings of the SR-71, and in the process worked with the advice of some SR-71 pilots as to what it's like, but there is nothing like being there yourself to know it, to fill in those gaps. How do words become visuals? And so I was able to, very fortunately, and it's very difficult to do, to get that flight. And the paintings I do, I donate to the Air Force. They use them to great advantage in their collection. It is a large collection of work. And that particular painting is at the Pentagon.
And you do some of your own work as well, some of out yes. of your own passion.
Yes, I do paintings of my choice. Sometimes they're juried shows. The skies, to me, are such a beautiful place to be and to be flying
we
in
We
those.
Agree.
Yeah. And as an artist, the understanding, all of the complexity of the compositions, everything an artist's tool to make that very strong is what I need to know as an artist and continue to develop over time.
Now, I've seen some of those sky paintings that you've done. Particularly, there's a corporate jet with the sky, and it's just after a rainstorm or between
yes.
rainstorms, and the light is just right.
Yes.
You couldn't capture that in a camera if you tried 1,000 times, I think.
Yeah. No, one of the flights that came from, the inspiration was actually having been in a Women in Aviation conference and leaving that, flying with Denise Waters, and we waited to be able to even take off, and then we just flew among and just above the clouds. And those hours of flying, I was able to take pieces of that, mutate them and turn them into a painting that I called Rendezvous with Mercury, which coordinated with the female corporate pilots that were flying the G4. And Mercury was the god of commerce, but also the Roman god of commerce, or Greek god of commerce, but also the god of peace.
Yeah, it's an incredible piece. Was that hanging in the EAA Museum for a while? Because I know I've seen some of your work there.
Actually, it did win a Women in Aviation Award, and it was in the magazine, so you might have seen it that way.
Yeah. And where is some of your art hanging around the probably the world, right?
Well, it is hanging around the world, yes.
In the Pentagon, I know. Where else can we find it?
Probably one of the, when you speak around the world, Rolls-Royce commissioned me to do the retirement painting for Sir Ralph Robbins, his retirement after 35 years with Rolls-Royce. And that was the Manhattan skyline with their Gulfstream as he was retiring. And that was presented to him. I was able to unveil that at his retirement luncheon.
What about a website? Do you happen to have some place where people can go?
I do have a website, and that is kristinhillartist.com. K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, artist.com. And I love when people go there to see the art and then communicate with me.
You have a gallery there.
It is not, I am not a high-power marketer, so there is not PayPal, so communicate with me if you go there.
Yeah, that's a good concept. Mm-hmm. Businesses that connect with people are great.
Yeah, actually, your website is really nice because it does feel a little bit like a gallery. And you can browse through some of the things that Kristen has done in the past. And, of course, being someone who is commissionable, you can imagine what you might want.
Yes, and there are articles there about some of the other commission work, and also I wrote about the U-2 flight. You can see that type of thing on the news page, get links to it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come back with me all the way from Phillips 66 Plaza and the Women Venture photo. I can't wait to do this again next year with you.
Come see you over in Hangar A and check out your stuff.
My pleasure. My pleasure to support women in aviation and Young Eagles and all of aviation. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.